Well, in Miami, a month-long poetry festival is wrapping up. It is called Oh Miami. It's been going on for the month of April, which is National Poetry Month. You may have heard about one of the projects there called Zip Odes, which allows people to create poems based on their zip codes. Joining us now to talk about some of the other highlights is Scott Cunningham. He is the founder and director of Oh Miami. He's with us from WLRN. Scott, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And the goal of Oh Miami, we see on your website, is for every single person in Miami-Dade County to encounter a poem during the month of April. Do you think you'll be successful?
We will probably fail, but we will fail victoriously.
And why do you want that to be the case? Why do you want everybody to see a poem? What is it about poetry that you want all these people in Miami-Dade County to know?
Well, we believe poetry is the most democratic art form. There's no financial barrier to do it. It doesn't require any sort of equipment or even really much in the way of education. We met a woman a couple years ago who's illiterate and writes poems in her head. So we feel the genre is a really powerful tool for people to engage in culture. And by taking on this mission, we're really trying to change the audience for poetry and point out the fact that it's a genre that a lot of people do engage in, but you don't necessarily hear about it.
Well, and this year you've had a number of projects, including one called Zip Odes, which we've heard about. But tell us more about some of the other things you've been doing this year.
One of the more fun ones was we invited an artist down from Brooklyn named Ian Thomas to write a series of poems using gold leaf painting. And we put them on urinals in various places in Miami-Dade County. So we called the project Murinals. And and Ian went around for 3 days and wrote poems in men's restrooms.
You've also got a project this year that enlists dogs to wear scarves with a line of poetry.
That's correct. We asked a poet named Melanie Almeter to give us a project, and she came up with Oh My Animals, which is a project that puts a line of Emily Dickinson on dog bandanas. And so we distributed about 2,500 of them all over Miami and, you know, mostly at places where dogs gather, like shelters and boarding houses and things like that.
But basically the point here is, with this and other projects you're doing, just to get poetry everywhere.
Yeah, we really want to propagate the idea that poetry is already everywhere and we're just pointing it out. And that it's something that's fun and is pleasurable, and it's not an assignment that you're going to get graded on.
What made you think that originally?
You know, I thought that as a kid, and then like a lot of people, I forgot it. I actually think doing the festival made me really realize it. You know, like a lot of people, I have a graduate degree in poetry, and you know, I was very focused on just getting my own work out there. But through doing the festival, I've met so many people who don't identify as professional poets, but for whom poetry is a really important part of their lives. And it really changed my perspective on my own genre.
Well, can you leave us with a poem?
Okay. I'll do my best. I'm going to be reciting this from memory. One of my favorite poets is a guy named Donald Justice, who grew up in Miami and then moved away. So this is Donald Justice's There is a Gold Light in Certain Old Paintings. There is a gold light in certain old paintings that represents a diffusion of sunlight. It is like happiness when we are happy. It is everywhere and nowhere at once, this light, and the poor soldiers huddled at the foot of the cross, sharing its charity equally with the cross. Orpheus hesitated beside the Black River. With so much to look forward to, he looked back. We think he sang then, but the song is lost. At least he had seen once more the beloved back. I say the song went this way. Oh, prolong now the suffering, if that is all there is to prolong. The world is very dusty, uncle. Let us work. One day the sickness shall pass from the earth for good. The orchard will bloom. Someone will play the guitar. Our work will be seen as strong and clean and good. And all that we suffered through having existed shall be forgotten as though we never existed.
Scott Cunningham, founder and director of Oh Miami, a month-long poetry festival there in Miami entering its final week. Scott, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.